Now let's look at what happens to our graph when the recession occurs. Focus on points A and B on the demand curve. Recall that the demand for loanable funds represents the amount of loanable funds demanded at each and every interest rate. In particular, we can interpret points A and B in the following way. At point A, $140 million worth of investment projects have rates of return of 18% or more. At point B, $200 million of investment projects have rates of return that are 15% and more, and so on.